John Kasich was the only GOP candidate to campaign here on the eve of Super Tuesday. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Dozens of people packed Plymouth's Memorial Hall to hear Kasich. Most seemed to want to hear more from Kasich so they could figure out for whom to vote today. Among them, Republican Barbara Eckbaum of Carver, who brought her 14-year-old grandson, Thomas.
Both my husband and myself and my grandson are leaning towards him, so
I'm interested in his ideas.
Kasich's team argues that he is the candidate best positioned to beat the Democrats in the fall. A recent Quinnipiac poll does show Kasich beating both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in his own state, Ohio, which is a key swing state, in a general election matchup by larger margins than any other Republican candidate. And another Quinnipiac poll shows Kasich doing better than any other Republican in a nationwide popular vote against either Democrat. But in today's Massachusetts primary, recent polls show Kasich fighting it out for a distant second place with Marco Rubio behind Donald Trump.
What are we watching? You know, we kind of laugh about it, but we're not electing class president or class clown. We're picking the president of the United States, the leader of the free world.
Among those who got to ask a question was Thomas Eckbaum.
What are your opinions on rebuilding the military?
Kasich replied that the country needs to spend more money on the military.
But let me also tell you that the Pentagon itself is a place where they waste lots of money, okay? And there are 800,000 people inside the Department of Defense performing bureaucratic functions.
Kasich then turned to the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin needs to understand that we're going to arm the Ukrainians. They want to fight for their freedom. We're going to give them the weapons to fight for their freedom.
Kasich then concluded by telling the audience he needs their help.
And say, vote for John Kasich in the Republican primary, and if you're a Democrat, cross over and vote that way. Whatever it takes, give us the votes. It's great to be with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Kasich will not be in Massachusetts tonight to watch the returns. None of the presidential candidates will. Vast numbers of delegates are at stake in the South today, and Kasich is already looking to the Midwest to make his stand against Trump. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.